with our lips as we enter into your Beit Abba. We do come to acknowledge you and to bless you for all things. We do come before your presence to worship and to barak you, our Abba. We do pray that your anointing rests upon the house of Israel as we gather here in this Beit, your precious people that are scattered around the world. We do pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We do bless Jerusalem. For you declare that you shall prosper those that bless Jerusalem. We do bless the city of our Abba. We do ask you to strengthen the house of Israel as we gather here tonight in the power and strength of your name. For we have the profound light of truth in Yeshua HaMashiach. And so we bless you tonight, and we do Toda our Abba. With a sincere love, we Toda Yah, we thank you, Yah. For you have granted unto us all this day, even though we were not promised this day. You have given us life and bread. You have sustained us in the perils or battles of our own minds and circumstances and situations. You have brought us through. You have caused the enemy to be kept abated from us. And for that we do bless you and we thank you. We do pray for the remnant of Israel, those that are scattered in many nations, those that are under tremendous oppressive regimes, those that must scour each day for bread, for a clean glass of water. We do pray that you bless Israel. You look upon them and feed them bread your way. Meet every need. And cause the love to delight, the heart to shout with great Teshuva, a victory in HaMashiach. Help them, I pray. We bless you for those that are listening tonight live stream. As we gather here, we do want to pray for our sister Mary and her husband. They are in Chicago, Illinois. That you would touch her and her home and her husband and her sons to strengthen them, I pray. I pray that you bless and enrich their home mightily and strengthen them. And cause your shalom mightily to reside there in that home. Strengthen her husband, her son, touch him, and the young child as well. Bless Brother Michael, Sister Michaela, and our friend Brother Alex. We pray for them there in Ohio. Brother Jerry and Sister Maria there in Texas, Dallas. Brother Nathan, and those that gather with him, and all those that are listening tonight. We pray for them that they will be strengthened and edified as the word of truth penetrates the veneers of our love, our minds, our doubts, and our fears. That we may hear you, our Abba. That we may delight in everything that you speak unto us. Let thy kingdom come upon the earth. And forgive us of all of our iniquitous ways, our transgressions, whereby we have sinned against our Abba. Help us all, I pray. And strengthen everyone here. Hear the cries of your people. Bless them, I pray. And give them resolve to press on. We thank you for all things. We bless you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank you for this day. And the people of Yahweh cried hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are
worthy, Abba. Hallelujah.
For we are told of this night our Abba. We may come into the bed for the scripture truth. To hear what the Ruah speaks unto Israel. You command us that if we have ear, to hear what the Ruah speaks unto the assembly. And we are assembled here tonight to hear what the Ruah, the spirit of our Abba, speaks unto Israel. So we pray that you will speak in your simplicity. We may understand, that we may have the knowledge as to what you speak to your people, that we may prepare ourselves for the coming kingdom of our Abba. We ask it all in Yahshua HaMashiach's mighty name. The people of Yahweh cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am Barak today. Because of HaMashiach, Yahweh blesses you. Shalom. You may be seated. We certainly do bless our Abba and give him the highest esteem. Because Yahweh is warranted and he merits our praises and accolades unto him. We're living in a generation and a time whereby the mindset is demented. It is a twisted mindset. It is a thwarted mindset. I was reading today that a young man that the world classified him as a very handsome, tall, charming man. That he and his fiance were living together down in New Orleans. And so there were disagreements and battles and contention. And so the way the man resolved the problem, he strangled the woman in the bathtub, he decapitated her, he baked her head in the oven, he baked her limbs, he dismembered every part of her body, disemboweled the woman, and for days he stayed in the same apartments with the woman. The other day, I do not know how many stories the building was, so he plunged to his death with a 4-page letter in his pocket to say, this is what I have done. This is who I am. You will find her in the apartment that we were cohabitating in. This is against the principles of Almighty Yahweh. He ordained marriage upon the earth, and in this Olam, he constituted by the power of his strength and what he had instituted upon the face of the earth that a man should be joined unto a woman. And they shall become one before the presence of Yahweh in a matrimonious state of marriage. So the man killed the woman. He destroyed her. What has that to do with us, preacher? In this generation, the powers that go forth, this is one of the most sadistic generations of all time. There is an evil in this generation like no other generation. For man has rejected the principles of Almighty Yahweh. And so we have this proliferation of these religious Jezebels that we call churches and synagogues and houses of God. And they proliferate this spirit of whoredom, producing illegitimate daughters and children, that their minds are deranged and far removed from the principles of Almighty Yahweh. He has never changed. His word has never changed. Nor will it ever change. And in order for Yahweh to eradicate this earth of the vile stench of its sin, he must bring condemnation upon the people of the land. We must understand what condemnation is. It is a process whereby it has been adjudicated. And that is simply, it has gone through the judicial appeals in order for the judgment to be dispensed, or for the outcome of what thing shall come to pass. And so Yahweh has taken this generation and this people through His judicial process. They reject Him. They deny His truths. They resent the power of the living light and life, of the power of Torah to be alive in His people, Yahshua. And so they go about to establish their own idols and their gods and their own heritage of belief systems and patterns. And they are forsaken Him. And He says there shall be a condemnation to a people that rejected Me and denied the power of My life, which I have shown forth in the body, Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. I will say this to us. We can take our Creator, the Most High, lightly, or we want to. We can gratify and satisfy our flesh to this fictitious mentality to make us believe that it is all right, and it is not all right. He has ordained a way. He has ordained a path and a door that we all must enter. And everybody must come through that same door, and he must be washed and cleansed from all of his iniquitous ways, whereby the power and the strength of Torah has no life in him at all. There is a condemnation in the earth today. You understand that man, he literally condemned that woman. Do you not understand that they were living in a vile affair? It was not constituted by the very blessings of Yahweh. And so they defy the Torah of Yahweh concerning the institution of marriage. And so they declared that we will institute our own form of marriage. And because of that, the results were disastrous. Death. Now that is the mindset of a nation. These are simply microcosms as to what things are deep rooted in the society of this corrupt, vile nation that we call America. She is a seductive Jezebel, and everyone that draws into her bosom and feeds upon her breasts, they are overtaken by the very seduction of her power, her trinkets, and her dainties that she show forth unto a nation of people that are sottish and ignorant. Our strength is that we hold fast to the truths of Yahweh. We reside in the love of His people, and we will not bring Him unto dishonor or to shame. So her condemnation and her judgment, just as it is what we call the assembly today, these whorehouses, there is a condemnation that shall befall them if they do not walk according to Scripture. I want to read something, and I want you to hear tonight. Just listen. Don't worry about where it's at. I want you to hear, because we are a generation that needs to hear. We do not hear very well. Brother Patrick reminded us of that during Sukkoth. We do not shinak. We do not perceive, understand. We do not internalize the things of Almighty Yahweh. When Abba began to internalize the truths of Yahweh, it began to produce a growth. Because the truths of Yahweh are based upon His wisdom. He made the Olam, the Shemayam, the heavens, the earth. What profound acts of great ability. And if one did that, it is important that we hear what he has to say. And if we hear what he has to say, that we can prolong our days and our time, so that we may prepare ourselves in an orderly fashion, that we may do all that he instructs us to do. The mindset of this generation, it is twisted. There's a vile, sadistic, evil mindset. I do believe that Yahweh has begun to roll back the carpets of the Shemayam. We began to see every unclean spirit, every kind of vile, evil thing there is, It is upon the face of the earth today. There is nothing beyond the comprehension or the thought of man that he will not do. He will not practice or perform. When you reject Almighty Yahweh, you are not beyond the reproach of darkness. The mind began to become seduced. The thoughts become darkened. The heart becomes enamored and encased with sin and all kinds of corruption. It is the stronghold of hell. And Satan begins to bear a place of great strength that he may administer his will from the mind of that one. And that is what this religious system has done. It has been the incubator of the powers of darkness. It has not dealt with the sins of the people. It has denied what Yahweh says. We are a people that Yahweh commands us, and we say to him, to hell with what you say. I choose my pattern, my ways. I know what is sadika. I choose what is right. You have no authority to instruct me. You have no power to show me what is right and what is wrong. Of course, all of your ways seem right, don't they? And that's why it leads to such death in your life. There is no fervent fire and the power of Yahweh in you. There's no strength and the life of his living word that resonate or come forth from your bosom. There's no power of his fruit in abundance. There's no strength of the Ruah, the spirit of HaMashiach, in us, because he pleased Yahweh in all things. Do our lives and our desire to please him in all things? Are we superficial? Are we pseudo-type people? Is our attitude based upon our corrupt, covetous ways, or is it based upon what Scripture teaches us? Which one? You know the answer. We can be superficial all we want to, but it is the fact that you're going to have to deal with that. If you do not deal with that, then woe unto you. And that is the simple truth. Shaul says this, unto the gathering the house of Rumiah. Listen to this. You have read it. The condemnation of Yahweh when he condemns one. It has already gone through the judicial process. It's been carried out. We must count the long suffering of Yah as salvation. So he has suffered long with the people. He has suffered long with that one. He has forbear them. He has been shown his tender mercies. So they've gone through the judicial process that Yahweh will allow one to go through before the condemnation is brought upon that one. Well, he doesn't simply do things off the cuff of his thoughts, which he can. He has the power to do it, and he will do it. But when one goes through this judicial process, the end results of what comes to pass, it is reprehensible. It is not imaginable. When Yahweh, what he is going to do to this nation and the nations of the world, there are no descriptive superlatives in the vernacular of man to tell you what he is going to do. This is an arrogant, haughty, hubris, wicked generation. It is one that is very hubris. It is so hubris that Yahweh tells you what to do and you reject that. We become anemic, or we become deaf when it comes to Yahweh. We are an anemic people, very weak, no strength to stand on the morals of Yahweh. We certainly stand on the strength of our own vile, seductive ways. And it never produces anything but death, weakness, drunkenness, slumbering, sleeping, falling of hand. And it produced this fruit that is of a low quality. No fruits of quality. You certainly do not want to pick up an apple and it looks all delicious on the outside. And once you bite into it, it is all brown. It has this altered type taste. It's not the taste what a delicious apple would be. You understand what I'm saying? Certainly I've had one like that. And it's not appealing to the palate. It doesn't taste well. It doesn't satisfy the expectation as to what you thought you were eating. And it becomes, I don't want to eat this. And so does Yahweh. He doesn't want to receive the offerings of a people And so superficial, they were filled with every kind of demising, destructive thing that Shaitan can impart into their life. Yahweh will take us to this judicial process. He does not simply condemn us. He will take us through this judicial process, and He will have evidence against us that this is the ultimate result of judgment, and this is the end to that one. Jehu speaks unto the brethren to give them a strength, to give them an assurance. He says unto them, listen, brothers, there is therefore no condemnation. You're not condemned to them, to the hosts of Israel, those who walk, who are in Hamashiach, Yahshua, and who walks not after the will, the purpose of the flesh, but after the Ruah. The sons of Yah, they are led by the Ruah. Well, what is the Ruah of Yahweh? Is it this thwarted mentality that we find in these Jezebel congregations? It certainly is not. There's no representation of it at all. Through these religious prostitutes that seduces and draws the mind of man away from the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. When a man is led by the Ruah, Yahweh has written in Israel a purpose, a Torah. He has administered in the lev, in the inward parts of Israel, the promises and the hope. And what the Ruah, the life of the witness of Yahshua, it is the power to bring that alive, whereby there is no willingness or power of the Torah of the flesh or the law of the flesh to sin and abandon the things of Almighty Yahweh. The flesh has no power to sin. He that sinned is of the devil. He is of Shaitan. Yahweh did not lie in that. He's given us a strength and a living power. The Torah that He has placed in the love of Israel, it is the viability, the life of His strength unto His house. What the Jezebel she has wrought, that's what a whore does. A whore always creep into homes. She robs the homes. She takes the man away from his fidelity to his wife. She steals and takes his monies because of his own lust and his own unwillingness to repent or to acknowledge that his sins are egregious against Yahweh. This Ruah of Yahweh, the spirit of light and life, it is not some little thing that causes us to act giddish with frivolity and much folly in our life. It causes the living power of the word of Yahweh, His truth, to become a light in us that is so vivid that it causes the countenance one to change, or the expression of one to emanate the very power of Almighty Yahweh. There's something about light that it causes a transformation, doesn't it? You may get up in the morning, you don't want to see the light. I know I do not. There are many times when the room is quite dark, especially when there is no moon, it's a little dark in the home. And so when I get up in the morning, because I turn off all the lights, and there are times in the morning when I get up and I turn the light on, it's a blinding thing. And that is what the light of truth does. It blinds the flesh from the will to sin against somebody Yahweh. You can't, your eyes are not focused on the natural, carnal things, but it's focused on the things of Almighty Yahweh. And once your eyes become acclimated to the light, it begins to cause a robustness, it ought to fill your inward parts. You may be a little lethargic at the morning, but all of a sudden the light began to bring about this energy that you didn't even know you had. And the more the light began to shine brighter, the more energy it began to induce in one's life. But that is what the living power of the light of truth does. That is what Yahshua does. So this is a generation that wants to reject Him. Do not want to acknowledge Him who He is. Do not receive the profoundness of His administration from Almighty Yahweh. And they're absolutely in this generation of nullifying Him. I know what I'm saying. I know the doctrines out there. I know the mind of this generation. It doesn't want to hear one that will express the fullness and the wholeness of the truth of Yahweh. It rejects that. So Shaul says there is no condemnation. You're not condemned. There is not a condemnation of destruction. There is no wrong or evil. There is no weighty thing that has brought you down to the depths whereby your voice or your heart cannot reach the Shemayim. There is no condemnation to them who live not after the flesh, but they walk by the power of the Ruah of Yahweh. He says, listen now, for the Torah of the Ruah of Shahim, or life, in HaMashiach, Yeshua, has made me free from the law of the Torah of sin and death. Do you understand that? He says that this light and revelation of Yeshua, and the power of lights, is one thing that the natural mind cannot comprehend, the things of Yahweh. The flesh was weak and the power of Torah had no strength in the lives of the people. He said, but this light that Yeshua has shone forth unto the activities of our flesh, the nature of our flesh, this light has made me free from those activities. I'm not subject to them. I'm not willing to do them. There's no desire to do them because I am free. I am made free. Therefore, there is no condemnation in me. If a man walks after the will of the flesh, he's condemned. I don't care who it is. Your grandpappy, your grandmammy, your mammy, your daddy. It makes no difference at all. Your sons, your daughters, they are condemned. When a man practices the activities of the flesh, when there is a disobedience and a willing disobedience unto Yahweh, he is condemned. That is what the power of the light, the excellence of Yahweh's truth, that brings forth the shining tikvah of the hope in a man's heart. It brings forth the shining and burning desire. He knows that he has a great possession. He knows that he has something. He knows that there's something very valuable there. And it has a great value to him as well. So when a man is walking in the Ruah, he's not condemned. HaMashiach, that light, or that Torah, that Shemayim, that Shemya in HaMashiach, has made us free from the Torah of the law, sin, and death. Listen to this now. He says, For what the Torah could not do because it was powerless regarding man's weak flesh. It was powerless. It cannot change the mind of man. It cannot change the will of man. It cannot change the purpose of man. No more than a mother or a father instructing their son or their daughter, unless those instructions of wisdom become a living force and they sense the life in them, unless they sense the ahava, the love, the compassion, the caring, it will mean diddly squat to them. It has no value, no purpose at all. And until we have this mind of HaMashiach to realize what Yahweh says, it has no value at all. And that's why you have this spirit of whoredom, vileness and wickedness, this religious kind of pedophilia spirit. That's what it is. It's always seeking things to satisfy the flesh. It's one thing that the Torah of life does. It destroys the power of the flesh. It brings it down. It reduces it down to nothing. That it will not rise up against Yahweh. He says here, for the Torah, it could not perform what it should have. It was powerless because of man's weakness of his flesh. Yahweh sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemn sin in the flesh. Now I want to tell you something. All sin in the flesh is going to be condemned. And if you have sin in your mind, you are condemned. Yahweh, what is sin? We know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. When a man defies the Torah, But he says it is not relevant. It was for the Yadims. It is not for us because you declare yourself a Gentile. I am a Israelite. Sin is always condemned in the flesh. And that is the condemnation of man because they have this fleshly mind, these fleshly attributes, and they do not have the mind of HaMashiach, which is the life. That is what that mind was. It was the living power of the life of the Word and truth of Almighty Yahweh. It emanated from that mind. It was alive. And the might of HaMashiach makes the Word come alive. The Word of Yahweh is nothing to this generation. They tend their whole houses. They parade themselves around in their gala temples of Dagon. And the whole houses of Ninai and Gad. That there is no life in them at all. The Word has no power of life at all. None whatsoever. Everywhere there is light and life, it creates life around it. That's what it does. Life touches life and it causes life to grow. And so when one has the true word of Yahweh in them, when they have the living spirit of Almighty Yahweh, and this generation doesn't possess the living spirit, there's a few, whether we believe it or not, this is a condemnation. It is condemned. The gods of this nation is condemned. This is a damnable, wicked, hellish, unrighteous nation. Let no one beguile you and make you think that this is a prima donna of nations, that she is special. She is a prostituting whore. That's why the daughters of this nation are given to whore. Do you not know this nation? That marriages are a minority now. You have a husband, you are in the minority, or a wife, you are in the minority now. It's a thing that shall go to pass if life prolongs in this damnable, wicked, racist, prejudiced, vile, sadistic nation. There will be nothing that you could grasp that give any resemblance of what Yahweh speaks to his house. Marriages, a minority. A minority, shacking like dogs and living like whores all over this nation. It is an abomination. The daughters are given unto every kind of whoredom, every kind of vile thing. They're strengthening their whoredom because there's no strength of power in the homes today. There's no power of the Ahava showing the excellence of Yahweh's love. These Jezebel women that want to run their husbands off, they don't realize what they're doing. Their stubbornness, their wickedness. It's a vile thing. And they raise up these pedophilial, homosexual, effeminate, faggot sons that have no strength. But what are you preaching? It was just that Yah had his hands on me as a young lad. That's all. Certainly they did not get that kind of instruction in my home. And they think they are doing terrible good to the young as they're destroying them. That's what they are doing. That's why you have the mindset today. I was reading an article. This large whorehouse in Charlotte, Myers Park Baptist Whorehouse, that's what I call them. And they have a large picture. You that read the paper today, if you read the life section, you saw it. These young ones, they dressed, the young girls dressed like Jezebel's whoredom, spewing out their loins. You must understand that the parents today are afraid to deal with their sons and daughters. These heathens, these retarded children, that's what they are. And they're afraid they got to compromise. Can I ask you a question? Are you a son of Yahweh? Will he compromise with you? Has he compromised with you? He shall never compromise with your wicked ways. And they damn them into hell because of the denials of what Yahweh says. You don't realize, parents, the death, the hell, the destruction you bring into your home. You don't realize that because you're shallow. Therefore, there is no condemnation in them who walk not after the flesh, but they're led by the Ruach of Yahweh. And the Ruach of Yahweh gives us instruction how to raise, how to instruct, how to correct. It tells us all of those things. But a man has the Ruach, he will obey what Yahweh says. Not some effeminate, psychiatrist, a philosopher, that thinks that they know the mindset of human beings. That's a lie. Because the love of man, no man. How can you know it? Only Yah knows it. It is a deceitful thing. But they got this generation twisted, believing that they can tell you what kind of mind you got, what kind of heart, how you think. This is an ignorant generation. It is a stupefied, it is a satisfied generation. It will not change. Yahweh is going to save Israel people. Do you hear me? He's going to save his house that are scattered throughout the world. That's it. Listen to this. It says in Romans 8 and 4, he said his own son, listen now, who was in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned. He brought it through the judicial process. He brought sin, the denial or the transgressing of the Torah, to say it's not valid, it's not, the purpose of it has no purpose now, because we are enlightened people and time change. Let me tell you something, sin never changed. The corruption of man never changed from the beginning with Abel, with Cain and Abel. We have seen death and the schism and the corruption of death. When a man's heart is open unto the powers of hell, he's subject to anything. And unless you're covered by the tomb, the dam, the blood of Yahshua, you are subject to every kind of vile thing like that man did in New Orleans. You are subject to do it. Well, my children are good. They are deceitful and liars and corrupt. There's not one good. When one is tough, Yahweh will order the footsteps. He ordered their paths by his instruction. Your sons and daughters have not been instructed by Yah. They're evil, sadistic as hell. Your mama, your daddy, they're still evil. Regardless of what you think or what you believe, that is the truth. No condemnation. He said that the Sadiqah, listen now, that's why he did this. Listen, brothers and sisters. That the Sadiqah, the righteousness of the Torah. Torah was not unrighteous. But that the Sadiqah of the Torah might be fulfilled in us. Might be fulfilled in us. That is the purpose of HaMashiach. The power and the light of the Torah might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Ruah. The righteousness, the Sadiqah, or the Torah can never be fulfilled in us walking after the flesh. When you reject, when you resent the Torah, the teachings, the word of Yahweh, you are not being led by the Ruah. You've been led by the flesh. And there is condemnation. It is already gone through its adjudication, the process. You are condemned unless there is a tremendous teshuva or a repentance that one will not do it again. When man truly repents, he doesn't do that to do the same acts and the same deeds again. Your Ruah doesn't lead you to the same acts again. We have received the superficial spirit that has caused us to act in a way that is reprehensible unto Almighty Yahweh. There is no fear today of Yahweh. That's why there is no wisdom of Yahweh. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge and understanding, the Torah of Yahweh. It comes, begins with fear. When a child begins to fear his parents, it's amazing that how a son will fear his father, his mother. And it is of a great reverence. It is of a great strength. It develops character. These morons today will damn their mammy and their pappy. And they will do everything to try to please them. They will. It's a wickedness. They strengthen their wickedness. And they think that they're wonderful parents. Do you not know these ignorant people? You must understand that Myers Park Baptist Whorehouse, it is not where the indigenous or the derelicts attend. They do not go there. These are the wealthy bourgeois. This is the wealth of Charlotte. This is the power body in Charlotte. Say what you will. That's where the power money lies there in Myers Park. That's the strength of the wealth of that city. That's where it's at. And yet these ignorant, what we call educated people, do not know how to deal with a rebellious or a corrupt son or daughter, because they are rebellious. Rebelliousness begats rebelliousness. For a man's love is set to please Yahweh, he will not compromise the truths of Yahweh for anyone. I will not compromise for no one. Period. I will not. For his truth will stand where nothing else stands. We that are led by the Ruah, there is no condemnation. And the Ruah of Yah brings the life. It brings the beauty, the strength of Torah alive, where you can live it without counting on the attributes of the flesh. Your flesh is weak. And all those years, they would see what Torah says. They would see the mitzvahs of Yah. They would see his ordinance, his statutes, his counselor. And yet they would give some kind of feeble excuse why they cannot do it. But a man gives all these feeble excuses at a woman, you know they're led by the flesh. They're not led by the Ruah. Because HaMashiach in that body, he came to condemn sin, right? We can do all things through the power of that witness and that truth through Yahshua that gives strength and what? To the life of Torah in the house of Israel. We can do what Yahweh commands us. We can do what he instructs us in. The reason we can't do it because you're not true Israel. You don't have what he intended to be in Israel. You have folly and every kind of sin written in your life. You have every kind of wicked thing written there. You don't have the truth of Yahweh written there. You don't have that there. You have every kind of vile thing, every kind of insidious thing overtakes you. Oh, this is simplicity of Yahweh's truth tonight. You understand. It is the simplicity. And the simplicity of it gives it the dynamics. That's what gives it the strength. That even the fool can understand what he speaks. A man without learning can understand. A man that has not labored in the in understanding Torah or what Scripture says, he can understand. We're without any kind of excuse. HaMashiach never came to nullify Torah. He came to give us the power of life in Torah. That's what he did. It says this. Listen to this. Now, I want to show you something here. The strength of the life of Torah and the people of Almighty Yahweh. Listen to what it says in Yokohama. Listen. It says, and this is the condemnation. This is what condemns. This is the condemnation. It has already gone through adjudication. The process is already finished. This is the condemnation that light is come into the world. And men, Ahava, they love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. That is the condemnation. The deeds of men today, they're very evil. You know, they always try to cause Yahweh to be suspect. They don't trust him. They don't trust what he says. What a sad judgment that shall befall us. What a sad one. This is the condemnation. That the power of light. And they have held on to their letters. They've held on to their bylaws of the doctrines of the Baptists or Pentecostals. Or the Catholic Jezebel harlots. They've held fast to those things. You know they have their bylaws to bypass the Torah of Yah. These are the bylaws of the Baptist whorehouse. The Pentecostal, they all got their bylaws. They all have their sin. They transgress the Torah. So men love darkness rather than light. For everyone that does evil, and that's what it says. This is a wicked generation. For everyone that does evil, hates the light. Is HaMashiach the light? Is he the light of the world? So everyone that does evil, well, what is evil? Well, I'm very nice to people. You Jezebel. You self-righteous. Your righteousness is as much valuable as a woman's minister rag. What can you do with that piece of trash? That's no value. What can you do with a minister rag from a woman? Who wants to touch that? Your righteousness is worth, has no value at all. None. Period. Zilch. Nothing. It is not even valuable as nothing. Not one bit at all. Well, I like people. I do nice. You're self-righteous, Jezebel. Whosoever hate the light, whosoever, listen now, but everyone that does evil, they hate the lights. What is evil? What a man hears. The simplicity of Yahweh's truth. And he began to turn his left, his heart against that. And says, I will not obey it. I will not hear it. When we hear the truth, we don't, we do not provoke Yahweh. We receive it. Like the Bereans did. They did not question care for the brothers. They received it. They did not receive it with disputation. Receive the word of Yah. So the man hates the revelation of their deeds in their life. Then that is an evil man. Will you show them what's in them? And they, well, preacher. Well, I'm not that way. You're worse than that. Your wicked heart is deceitful above all things. It's a desperately wicked thing. That's the truth. That's why we must be renewed in our minds. We need the Ruah of Yahweh to be transformed by a renewed Ruah. And the light of Yahshua renews the power of Torah in this earthly tabernacle. That's what it does. You hear me? It renews it. It doesn't change it. It brings life. It brings the life of it. It caused that to come forth. It caused the spirit of that truth to permeate one. And one realizes that this is of Yahweh. It is the truth. So what a man. Anyone that does evil, they hate light. Listen, now neither comes to the light, least or unless his deeds should be exposed. So they do not want to come unto Yahshua. Because their deeds will be exposed. Or they have this religious ornament about them. They look very pious. They look very religious. And they pretend they are, but they are of a Jezebel spirit. They're pretenders. And a Jezebel will always pretend that she can satisfy the mind. That's what she pretends. And that's what this whorehouse has done. This Jezebel we call the church. She pretends that. And she brings no satisfaction. Because there's only one satisfaction. Yahshua, the metaphor of the right hand of Yah, in his right hand, he said, there are pleasures evermore. And the presence of Yah is fullness of joy. And in his right hand, there are pleasures. Yahshua has the pleasures of the light and the life of Torah. And that's why people miss it today. They can talk the letters of it, but they don't know the life and the pleasures of Torah power in one's life. Lord! It's a condemned generation. It's condemned. Yahweh is going to pull his house out of the fire. That's why there will be much and great trials. There was an interview with Mr. Bush, Stephanopoulos. He interviewed Mr. Bush of the night. You remember Stephanopoulos? He was in the administration of Clinton. It's amazing how these corrupt men, how wicked and how vile they are. He said to him, because yesterday was a violent day in Iraq. 11 people, soldiers, were destroyed. And Mr. Bush doesn't want to face the reality of what this thing is mushrooming into. Those, what he called insurgents, they're going to tear the place to hell. And they want to kill everything that looks like an American. You understand? You understand? Well, we are a very nice nation. We are a wicked nation. We have done more evil throughout the world than any nation. It's a foul nation. The principles, it was based upon dark principles. Based upon the hand of Shaitan. Was it based upon the principles of Almighty Yah? I don't give a man does something that seems nice and right. Well, we have wonderful principles. You're a liar. And there were fine principles here. We will see the spirit and the seed of that throughout the history of this nation. We have seen killing and pillaging and destroying and slavery and death and every kind of vile thing there is. And this vile, pompous generation that don't want to deal with that. I will speak it. And have no fear to speak it either. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if your left condemned you because of what I says, then Yahweh is greater than your heart. You're condemned. It's a wicked nation. So Mr. Stephanopoulos asked him, what do you think? Do you think that this war in Iraq is going the way of Vietnam? He said, Sure it's going that way. We're going to kill the sons and daughters. We will not allow our sons and daughters to fight their wicked war. We will not. We will not give our sons to that damnable wicked thing, this greedy, lustful, fat, sadistic nation has orchestrated because of the lust and the greed of the wealthy. The love of money is the root of all evil. They found the weapons of mass destruction, this wicked thing we call conservatives and democracy and this Jezebel capitalist. And they still sustain their lies. It was still right to go. What a wickedness. What a damnable wickedness. You strengthen a lie with a lie. There's such a dumb, ignorant generation of people in this nation. They, well, Mr. Boy, should know, well, he's a fine Christian. Well, he is. I have no problem with that. You will get no debate from me. I believe that. I believe he's following the orders of the instructions of the powers that be. And I believe he's carrying them out wonderfully. He's just not a son of Yah. I know that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, because their deeds are evil, because they hate light, they will not come to the light. They will shun the light because it exposes them. It's one thing that the light does. It shows you what's in your eyes in the morning. It shows you everything, doesn't it? You look at your eyes. I look at the bags under my eyes sometimes and I say, boy, they're getting there, boy. It's your sign you're getting a load of there. Sure is. Uh-huh. The days pass. The elasticity of the flesh, you lose that. The form and the shape of the body, you began to lose that. It's a wonderful sign, too. It tells you to prepare to meet your Maker. I'm glad he does it that way. Because when you were young, you never thought you would die, did you? Well, I'll live. I'm going to live, so I'm not worried about anything. No, you didn't think that way. And so he brings us to this ebb, to this transformation in life, or this crossroad, especially you that are getting a little older. He says now, things are going to begin to fall. Your eyesight, your vision, things like that are going to begin to be destroyed. And we're going to trust him for our vision. We're going to trust that we're going to be singleness of eye. We're going to have the Ruah of Yahweh that we can see. I want to see, brothers and sisters. And if I'm at home, we'll sing the song, If I'm Blind. Makes no difference. If I can't see a word. If I'm mourning, that's all right. I'll just wave my hand. If I'm blind, I will allow the Ruah to lead me. To show me the path. And the Spirit of Yahweh will do that. He will do that. That is the hope we have in the HaMashiach. That's what we have. Tikvah. He says this. But he that does truth. Now you hear that? We know that Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the truth. He that does truth, he that practices truth, he comes to the light. That his deeds may be made known, manifest, that they are done through Yahweh. So one that seeks truth, desires truth, and walks in the truth, he's the one that comes to the light. That is why Yahweh has written in the lamb of Israel truth, Torah. Sure he has. He said, I'll renew this pledge and my spousalship unto Israel. I will write the Torah in the lev, in the mind, and in the inward parts. Yahshua comes to bring that or to give us the birth. That is so simple. To give us the birth of this truth that becomes so excited, that our love becomes so full. There is a joy, a strength that propels us and calls us to walk in the light. We don't want to get out of the light. If there's, you sense that there is something lurking around you, you won't lie down, don't you? You ever been in a home by yourself and all of a sudden you begin to hear noises? You turn on every light. You say, what light does, it dispels darkness, doesn't it? And that is what that weak flesh, because the flesh was weak, it was the incubator of darkness. It was where sin was practiced forthrightly without any acknowledging of Yahweh, without any fear. And so the light came to shine. Where the light came to shine, the darkness began to dispel. So began to look for places or crevices that it could hide. They began to hide in the crevices of race, white race, black race, in your sinful activities, your lust, your greed. We are people that think we're very compassionate, don't we? It's a very uncompassionate people. It's a generation that does things to be seen. You know, how much you said, don't even let the right hand know what the left hand does. So we give. We are a nation of philanthropy. We give. We are the richest nation. Lies. I'm watching this stock market that they're drawing these fools into it by the millions. It reached 12,000 today. They're saying it's going to reach 20,000. And so they draw this gullible society because this God, many, and God, they have taught us that you can be rich and wealthy. You can have much. Is that not the spirit of America? Is that not the spirit of the whole houses? God wants you to be rich. Is that not what Shaitan propagated unto HaMashiach? Bow down. Worship me. I'll give you. Yeah. Give you everything. Did he not propagate that unto him? And he does the same thing with us. But it's a false richness. We want to be rich in the Emunah, the promises, the Tikvah of Almighty Yahweh. I do. Why, preacher? Because can I tell you something? You're going to die. That's for sure. When my barns are full, you're going to die. When I build a new house, you're going to die. I'm waiting for my daughter to get married, you're going to die. Well, of course, my son is graduating from college. You're going to die, man. You're going to die. You're going to die. That's a fact. Hallelujah. So you better prepare for that. You're preparing to die. Because in the prepare for dying, I prepare for the life. And that is the truth. That is the truth. So when a man does truth, when his left desire, the truth and the revelation of Torah, then that man will come to the understanding of this light that shines in him, that causes love to desire with a great passion to fulfill what Abba Yahweh has written in us. When a man hates truth or despises truth, he hates Yahshua. He hates light. He hates the light of Yahweh. He compromises. He speaks lies. He walks in a spirit of sedition. That's what it is. And that's why this world, mine, I've never seen the things that has happened. That are happening today in this world. Come on, a young kid there in Pennsylvania went Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. He walks in the house. His mother calls the police. He walked in. He shoots her in the head. Boom, boom. His 14-year-old brother, he walks up to him. Boom, boom, boom. 17-year-old sister, bam, bam. Walks to his daddy. Boom. Gerada, papa. He leaves the house. There's no remorse today at all. Because they do not have a living power to govern them. That's why America, anything is possible in this nation. Anything. They will do anything. Anything. And that is the truth. That is the truth. Because they hate light. Their deeds are evil. Their minds are evil. And when Shaitan draws you into that little cauldron of your pride for wicked flesh, I have no pride. I'm not proud to have a wife. I'm not proud to be a preacher. I will never. What I realize that, what that spirit does, how it destroys one. I don't even use the word to associate that with me, that I got pride. Well, I'm proud of my wife. I'm proud of my sons and daughters. Oh, I'm proud to be a granddad. I'm proud to be a grandma. You're a wicked child of hell. You're a beast. Give peace. The word scripture word teaches those kinds of things. These are institutions of man. And that's why what we call families are destroyed today. Pride goes before fall, doesn't it? Are the families falling? And haughtiness before destruction? Well, that's my grandboy. This is a wicked generation. This is a hateful generation. It hates Yahweh above all things. It does. Listen to what Njoloban says. He says this in Mishli. Listen. He says, a tough man or a Sodiko man, a man that is led by Yahweh, he obtains favor of Yah. But a man of wicked devices, he shall be condemned. A man that practices wicked devices will be condemned. Now, what is a wicked device? Well, you know what a vice is. A vice is something that you put on something and you tighten that up so that the grips of it will not be lost on the object you're trying to hold on to. So a man's wicked devices are those things in his life that he perceives that they are right, but they're not based upon scripture or Torah. His pride, his arrogance, his race, his personality, his job, his children, his wife, his sons. These are wicked devices because it doesn't emanate, it doesn't bring any honor unto the strength of Yahweh. It rejects Yahshua. We do all things through Him. To the light of Torah, and all the way it comes is through Yahshua. That's what we have in the land we call Palestine, Israel. We have men that are very prolific in understanding of the Torah, but there's no power of light and life of the Torah. They have rejected the power of this light that has come in humble Shia and rejected that, and they deny it. So a man that attains favor with Yahweh, a tough man, he will obtain favor. I like that part. To obtain favor with Him, that means there's a privilege, a special place there. But a wicked man, those that practice wicked devices, they're going to be condemned. America, her whole practice is one of witchcraft and satanic powers. They rule the sons and daughters in these cauldrons of darkness we call school. The education system turned them against any form of discipline, any form of tzedakah. Yes, it does. You all don't have to concur, but that's all right. This preacher knows what he's saying, and he is not fearful of any kind of response, whether he draws that out of you or not. It makes no difference at all. This is the perfect plan of Shaitan. How could this be the nation where the power of Yah dwells, where the families are dysfunctional as hell, hellish families, killings and destruction, daddy's own daughters, sons' own mamas, the worst in Samarias, the worst, Nimrod, sadistic society. This nation is a cauldron of sadistic practices of witchcraft. It twists the minds of the people whereby they cannot obey the truth. They cannot obey the truth. Now you ask yourself that. For Yahweh tells you something, do you obey it? It's a bewitched generation, a twisted one. Yahshua says, he that believes on Him is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only brought forth Son of Yahweh. It is one thing that the name of Yahshua does. It brings us enlightenment as to the one that has sent forth His Yoshak, His salvation, His savoring power. And it brings light to the one that has sent forth His Yoshak unto man. And so when a man doesn't believe that Yahshua has brought this illuminated light, all the salvation that Yahweh brought to Israel, they still went back and sinned, didn't they? He brought him to the very chambers of darkness. The Pharaoh. Pillar of fire. His presence burned. At the right time. And that was the comfort of this wonderful cloud of direction. To soothe them from the heat of the day. To protect them from the very heat and the blistering sun of the day. And yet by night he amplified himself to say that I'm a consuming fire. Don't forget that. He is a consuming fire. So I don't want you to forget that. I stand before you. And yet they sin. They built their strange gods and their gods. Their Baal gods, they built them, did they not? So is this generation. They do the same thing. They build their idols and their supreme beings. Yahweh is the Most High. He is the Most High. He is Most High. He is the Most High. And everything he says is excellent. And the light of that truth was excellent in that body whereby it condemned sin. It condemns sin. So when a man is truly in Hamashiach, he doesn't practice disobeying Torah. Because he has the light and the life of Torah in him. So how can one say that they're walking in truth when they practice opposing what Yahweh says? It's not so. But religion has done a nice job on us, hasn't it? Shaped our minds in rebelliousness, shaped us in self-righteousness, shaped us in our own pride and our own hubris, arrogance. It's done a wonderful job, isn't it? Sure it has. And so Yahweh said, I send forth my word to break up the fallow ground. So you better pray that Yahweh keeps before us someone that will stand and speak emphatically and have no respect of the opinion of what people will say. You better bless him for that. Because if you don't have that, you will not have the emunah in this hour to overcome the opposition of hell. That's going to cause the fire y'all to burn in this wicked earth. Yes, it is. Thank you kindly. It's coming. And I want it to come. I do. The whole system. Let it fall, yeah. I'm going to find out whether you're really who you are. Or whether I have anything in me worth anything. I never forget many years ago when I was on the Evangelist Arts film. His son went to Chicago to work at IBM for a season. Kind of troubled me. I said, Evangelist Hartsfield, I don't think he should go. And so he looked at me, and his voice, the way he talked. He said, Brother Roberts, he says, either what I've taught him is in him. What I put in him, it will sustain him. We never had anything at all. So it is with Yahweh. The trial is going to show whether he's put that in you, he's written that in you. You've been a pretender. You've been pseudo. You've been false. You crept in some other way. You didn't come in by the door. And that's what it's going to prove. I like that. That's all right by me. Hallelujah. So I'm going to hold fast to what he teaches me, what he instructs me. I'm going to hold fast to that. Because that is the value and the substance of one's life. What he tells you without that? You're nothing. Nothing. But he says, what he puts in us is the only thing of value. How do you know that, preacher? Because all flesh. All flesh. Every piece of flesh. Is as the grass of the earth. That's what it's like. That's no value. It stinks. It rots. It's putrefied. That's why we sense all the vile odors that come out of us. So what about? But he's not on Hamashiach, the power of this son that had been brought forth from Yahweh. Believe in that name. Then he is an evil man. He hates the light of truth. Because that name entails everything it is about the power of Yahweh. And what he grants unto Israel. He is Yahshua. He is the Yahshak of Yah. That's what he is. He came to say that. He came to say that substance that Yahweh had put in us. He came to seek and to say that which was lost. And we put in us what he wrote in us It's His Torah. It's His truth. He's put in Israel. He's not chancing this to the enemy of hell or your flesh. Because our own flesh deceives us. Your own flesh makes you think that you're right. You have not done something that was wrong. We even make our right wrong. Woe to them that forbid it for speech be forbidden. They say, I'm right and know you're wrong. They call evil Tov and the righteous thing and the sinister things of Yahweh wrong and the wicked things of hell right. He says, woe, not just, he says, woe. But rip them to hell. He means what he says. Hallelujah. He said, Ezekiel, you warned them, didn't he? I will warn us. He did not only say the wicked, but the righteous too. Warn them. So I warn you that are wicked. And I warn you that has some seed of righteousness. I warn you. How much she of the power of that light, brothers and sisters. His Siddiqah, his righteous power. That pure light of Yah, it reflects the character of Yah. Can Yahweh sin? Is there sin in him? That's what the light does. That's why when a man hates the light, because his evilness, his wickedness, but Yahshua, the power of Yahshua, he is the expression of the character of Almighty Yahweh. That's what this light is. And it brings alive that character aspect of Yahweh in us. Do you not speak to your sons? Have you not spoken over your sons over the years, brother, to put things in them? Did you just speak those words vainly? Why? Because the vain words are going to condemn you. You spoke those things that they will build character, to build the strength and purpose in their life. Did you not? Sure you did. And that is what the light of Habashiah does. And this light is he is the spiritual purity. He's the spiritual purity of Yahweh. Yahweh is a spirit. He's a Ruah. But everything that has breath or life or has some animation, it must have a Ruah, a spirit in it. And that's what Hamashiach is. And he causes us, that light causes us, we produce the mind. It produces the mind and the character, the purpose, the will of Yahweh. That's what it does. Not this trash that we see today and this religious proliferation of religious practices and these movements of generation that make the old flesh feel good. The Ruach of Yahweh calls the flesh to be broken, to understand its place. That's what it does. Certainly does. I wanted to read this from the Apocrypha. I like. And certain things in the Apocrypha is a wonderful book. It really is. But I want to read this. This is in Sirach. Now, if I did not tell you from the Apocrypha, you would think it was from Mishlei, Tehillim, Proverbs or something. It says this. One who rejoices in wickedness will be condemned. I believe that. You that rejoice in wickedness. What is wickedness? Would a man blatantly reject what Yahweh teaches? That is a wickedness. Would you say what Yahweh has instructed me in is for David Roberts, but it's not for me? One that rejoices and take great comfort in wickedness with the wicked, he says, that one is going to be condemned. We think that Yahweh is a liar. That's why what he says to us, we take it for granted. Oh, that doesn't mean nothing. Oh, I know you don't say it that way, but that's the way you say it. This is like a child saying to the parent, I don't care what they say. They said in their minds, I don't care what she says. I'm doing what I want to do. She's not going to tell me. And so this rationalizing today says to the child, do I talk to you or do you want to tell me your problem? Do you want me to comment or do you want me to just listen? That's not even a parent. Even a cow in the field will hear the little heifer moo and understand the stress. And when the little heifer or the little bull gets out of place, so cowboy, she said, I've been around. She'll take that head and pat. Sure she will. Pat. The old goat will take that head and boom. You would think it hurt the little old thing. You never seen that? I have. And what's his name in that story? Say, I've been watching the nature for a long time. What's his name? Matthew. I've been watching nature for a long time, little girl. I've learned so much from nature. Don't you know that that was an excellent thing when Yahweh made creatures and things? How do you think men of renown in the time of Noah, how do you think they were so renowned? Because they watched nature. They watched things. They observed it. This is a stupefied generation that watched television all day. Get lethargic and calm. It's nothing like watching the goats out there. Watching the little bee working. It's fascinating. Watching the odds that scriptures fulfill, as he said, consider them and watch them. They got their little holes covered up now, but they're ready to take a nap. Of course, we know where their holes are, and I want the rich man to go to begin to eradicate them fire ants. We'll find them. That's why he tells us, consider something that we think it has no value. He said, consider it. When you consider something, you take thought of it. That's why he tells us to consider one another, don't we? You don't want to take thought of one another. This is a damned of a wicked generation. And I pray that Yahweh, not these pseudo-lying perverts, but a true man of Yah, a lobby that will stand with great integrity and strength, not a pedophile or rapist. These are dogs. I tell you something, he shall do that. He shall. No, it's not me, but he shall do that. I know who I am. Hallelujah. I just speak what he commands me. Hallelujah. And I won't turn back. Look at this. HaMashiach says, Matithiah, he says to this generation, he said, O generation of vipers, you're snakes. Your tongues are like the poison of an asp. You bite and you devour and you destroy one another. You might as well say, help me, Yah. Help me, Yah. So he says, O generation of vipers. He didn't call us a dog. Vipers. How can you, being evil, speak tough things? For out of the abundance of your left the mouth speak. Now this generation of wicked vipers, how can they, you think that they are tough or good, how can they speak things that bring the life of Yahweh to one? He says, a tough man out of the tough treasures of his left bring forth tough things, good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. But I say to you, that every idle word that man shall speak, he shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Now your time is filled with idle conversation, isn't it? Hallelujah. Words that are worthless, no power, murmuring, complaining, gossiping, assaults, accusations. You talk about things so trivial, they bring no strength at all. They produce nothing. But more wickedness. More dissatisfaction. The preacher's on time because HaMashiach says this, alright? He says, I want to tell you something. Hear this, brothers and sisters. For by your words, you shall be justified. Well, I'm a nice person. I'm alright. And by your words, you shall be condemned too. So our own words justify them. We don't go to Torah to justify. The Tzaddik of Yahweh justified by Emunah, faith. We trust Yahweh, we believe Him. But by your words, you justify yourself. This is a viperous generation. It is wicked. It's sadistic. Well, that's my daddy. He's a wicked child of hell. Well, that's my mama preaching. She's a child of hell. Well, that's my grandmama. She's a sweet old woman. She's not a sweet old thing. She's wicked. She's a liar. She's full of folly. She doesn't have the character of HaMashiach. He said, by your same words, you justify yourself.